We are on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is June 3rd, 2025. It's approximately 3:30 p.m. and we're here under case number 1250097. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This case is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The audio will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. I'm going to ask the people who are in the hearing to please unmute themselves and please state and spell their full name for the record, starting with L. Schmutzler.
Hi, my name is Lisa Schmutzler, L-I-S-A-S-C-H-M-U-T-Z-L-E-R, and I am a parking enforcement supervisor, and the officer involved is not here today.
Thank
so
you.
I'll be sitting in, yes.
And the person identified as Diego.
Yep, I'm here.
And can you please state and spell your full name?
D-I-E-G-O, last name P-R-I-E-T-O.
Thank you.
Here.
Did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing, Mr. Prieto?
No, I didn't have the chance to read those ones.
Okay, do you have access to them now? It's Exhibit 9. If not, I can bring it up.
Yes, please, if you can bring it up.
Can you see that?
I can see it, yeah.
Okay. Tell me when you've read to the bottom and then I'll scroll up.
You can scroll up, please. You can scroll up. You can scroll up.
I think that's it. So do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
So far, no. Everything is clear.
Thank you. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And at this point, I'm going to pause because I did bifurcate this case into two parts because it looked like the owner was Diego Caro. And so I asked that you either show that you have a financial interest in the vehicle or have that person's permission to represent them today. And if you tell me that that is you, please tell me, you know, how that is.
That is me. That's my vehicle. Caro is my last name.
Caro is your last name?
Yeah, it's my second last name.
Okay, so is your name hyphenated or just two last names?
Yeah, two last names.
Okay. And what's on your driver's license?
In my driver's license, I have first name, second name, and two last names.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. So I am finding that you have an ownership interest in the car, so we in the vehicle, so we will now move on to the substance of the hearing. My authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony and ask questions of the other side if they so desire. I'm going to go through the exhibits. We have exhibits 1 through 14 that have been entered into the case management system. And Ms. Schmutzler, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No, I do not.
Thank you. And Mr. Caro or Prieto Caro, what do you prefer to be called?
Prieto is okay.
Okay. Mr. Prieto, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No, that's okay.
Okay, so I'm admitting exhibits 1 through 14 into the record. And now I'm going to ask you please to both raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Officer Schmutzler, if you agree, please say so.
I do.
Try to.
And Mr. Prieto.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start with the appellant, Mr. Prieto. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow, excuse me, is otherwise invalid.
I think that the toll was invalid because I moved the vehicle from the first place to a second location. That is the house where I live. And even though there is a driveway over there, nobody uses it. And there is a tailor that is working in that unit. So I moved the vehicle around 8:45 when I noticed the ticket. The ticket was set up around 8:04, and I moved the vehicle at 8:45 a.m. And looks like they towed the vehicle at 9:30 a.m. It was like in different street, so that's why I think that the tow was invalid. I'm agree with the ticket, with the job that was done by the enforcement officer, but with the towing, I'm not agree because I moved the vehicle. If I knew that, if in some place they say like you have to move your car like 3 blocks away from the place. If that one was any manual, I'll do it. That information is not in any manual. So that's why I think that it's invalid.
Speaking while I was on mute. I did look at all the addresses and I want to try to understand all the different locations. So I'm first going to ask the parking supervisor, what is the number of the block of Southeast 22nd between Madison and Hawthorne? Like, what are the numbers on the buildings? If you know.
Yes. Shoot, I think that.
Well, it really all depends
Hold
on
on just a
the
minute.
property
There's something I want to look at.
that you're talking.
here, of course, you have to get that phone call, and you have to let us know that you want us to tow it as opposed
to... And I am hearing your background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the address was 2131.
Correct. And so the citation was issued on Southeast 22nd Avenue between Madison and Hawthorne. And that's what I'm asking. What is the number, the numbers on the buildings on that block on 22nd?
I am not sure, but I just know when an officer does that, it means the driveway was around the corner.
Okay, so I'll wait for your testimony for that. Thank you. And Mr. Prieto, do you happen to know what the numbers are on the 22nd Avenue between Madison and Hawthorne?
The house that I was living is 1408.
Okay. And do you how close do you live to Madison or Hawthorne?
I live in that block.
So you live on 1408 is between Madison and Hawthorne, is that correct?
Right.
Thank you. Okay. And it looks like it was towed from 2131 Hawthorne, so I'll get with the parking enforcement officer about that, and I'll ask her to clarify that. Ms. Schmutzler, do you have any questions for the appellant based on his testimony?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we'll go to your testimony, and if you can first tell me, it looks like the vehicle was towed from 2131 Hawthorne.
That's what it states, yeah.
Okay, so that's several blocks away. Okay, so I'll be listening to for your testimony. Thank you.
Okay, so my officer, he was called out. It was another SR, so it was a service request. And he came upon the car that was parked completely in the driveway, directly behind other vehicles that were in the driveway, as shown by his photos. And
you can just hold on a second. I'm going to go to those photos. And I'll pull it up for the appellant. Yeah, it looks like that's Exhibit 13. So I'm going to just scroll down so the appellant can see these photos. Okay, so when you said that the vehicle was parked in the driveway behind other vehicles, did you mean what we're seeing now, or did you mean like parked like behind one of these two in the same direction? And you're muted.
That's the one I was referring to. It's parked directly behind the cars that are parked in their driveway.
Thank you. Okay, and please continue.
So my officer, seeing this, wrote a citation and ordered the tow.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Prieto, do you have any questions for Officer Schmutzler based on the testimony so far?
No, well, the only concern, like, even though there is a driveway, there is no any sign on that place that says do not park, or if you park, you will be towed. There is no any gate on that place too. So it's not clear that it's a driveway, or that they are using it. So that's the only concern that I have about that one. My vehicle was parked on that side, and if you check on the ticket, was on the west side. The tow was not too far away from there. It was maybe like 50 or 60 feet from there.
Okay, stop for a second. So you're saying that the vehicle was not towed from this spot. It was towed from another spot, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And that you moved it after it received a citation in this spot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to go to your photos. And I'm opening Exhibit 1, which says Tailor Shop.
Correct.
And let me turn this around. Okay, so you submitted this picture as evidence. Tell me why you submitted this picture.
Because that is the tailor shop that where I park my vehicle. That it was towed from that place.
Okay, so that's where it was towed from. Thank you. And that is, give me a second here. So that's 2131 Hawthorne in this photo?
That's 1408. I can let me see if I can share you there. Because I got them in me.
Okay, so the tailor shop is 1408, or the tailor shop is 2131 Hawthorne.
1408.
22nd.
Correct.
And that's where this picture is?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the photo that we saw a minute ago, that is 2131 Hawthorne?
Correct.
So, Ms. Schmutzler, what I'm hearing is that the tow was actually not at the location mentioned in Aries. And that is, let me just pull that up. And Aries that I'm going to turn to now is a database that says where the vehicle was towed from. So let's see what that says. That's Exhibit 6. Okay, and this says the vehicle was towed from Hawthorne. Okay, so what I'm hearing, Mr. Prieto, is that you're saying the records are wrong, this record is wrong, and that the vehicle was actually towed from 22nd Avenue. Is that right? Southeast 22nd?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing that, Ms. Schmutzler, do you have any response or anything to add or ask?
Well, after we order the tow, we have no control anymore about what happens, but I'm wondering if on that Aries report there's a picture. Sometimes they take pictures.
That's all I have. But I think it's up to you to submit whatever evidence you want to submit. This is all I have.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that this was a question, you know. I could try to see if I can come up with a picture to enter into the exhibit.
That'd be like relatively soon.
Sure. If you could give me, I don't know, a couple minutes.
Yes. Let's go off the record and, let us know when you're ready to go back on the record. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
We're back on the record.
Thank you. We've taken about a 5-minute break for Ms. Schmutzler to look for her additional evidence, and please go ahead.
Okay, so what we're asking, I didn't find the photos, but I have someone calling the tow company to see if they can't forward them to us. So I'm wondering if we could set aside the hearing for a day or so until we can contact the tow company and see if they have photos. Because if it's if you know.
Okay, I'm not going to do that. People are parties are allowed to introduce new evidence.
Oh, good.
I hear noise in the background. You can just mute yourself.
Yes, sorry about that.
Thank you. Parties are allowed to introduce additional exhibits at the hearing, but they do have to bring them to the hearing. And today is the day for the hearing. So I will go with what I have. And at this point, I'll give the parties a chance to say anything else they'd like to add or ask. Anything else to add, Officer Schmutzler?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. And anything else to add or ask, Mr. Prieto?
I got a picture from Google Maps marking.
And you want to share that? Okay.
Yeah, I can share you that one if you want.
Okay, so there is a button at the bottom that says share. And I'm not quite sure how you're going to get it on your screen. If it already is on your computer screen or on your phone, then you could use that button to share. Okay, and tell me what we're seeing here.
That is a aerial view from the so the small point, the small blue point on the left side, where my vehicle was parking, and when in the place that I got the ticket, and the big blue point is where I moved the car after getting the ticket.
Okay, so the one higher up on the screen. Near Five Stars Cleaners. That is where it was towed from, or that is?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to ask you if you can send that screenshot to the clerk so she can put that into the record as an exhibit.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you. And are you able to do that now?
Just give me 1 second. Yeah,
or can do it. Right after the hearing would be fine also.
Okay.
Thank you. So at this point, as soon as that comes in, the hearing will be closed. And I'm going to look at the evidence I have and the law, and I'll be issuing a written decision to the parties, which will be emailed to you. If you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. Thank you for appearing today. And this will end the hearing, and I will ask the clerk to stay on for a moment after the hearing. Thank you and goodbye.